till America again. In the lovely land of a cloudy day, oh, the land of cloudless day, oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. They tell me of a home far away. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm cloud rides. Oh, they tell me of an uncloudy day. Oh, the land of cloudless day. Oh, the land of an uncloudy sky. Oh, they tell me of a home where no storm cloud rides.
Amen. Let's go, Lord, in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your mercy and your grace. We just ask you this morning to touch and to move and to minister, I pray, upon each heart, each life, and that you would help us this morning that we might, Father, be found in your will. And Father, that we might be encouraged by the things that we've known and that we've heard, and that we would, Father, continue to pray and continue to ask, knowing that you're able this morning to hear and answer prayer, and that nothing's too hard, nothing impossible with you this morning. And we just ask you to touch and to move and to minister on behalf of these. Touch each need, each request, each name that's been called out. We know that you're able this morning to hear and to answer prayer, and we're thankful, Father, for the touch that you have given, Father, to these and different ones that's been mentioned here. And Father, in our prayer book, we just ask you to continue to put your hand upon these, continue to bless us and help us. Pray that you'll just lead us and guide us, Father, as we go on into this service. Have your hand upon us and help us in everything that we do, Father, it might be for your honor and your glory, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have your Bibles this morning. We're going to look in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 4. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter number 4. And I heard some advice a long time ago from an old church man that had been in church all his life talking to the young preacher. And he said, as the preacher was getting ready to preach, he said, I'm going to give you some advice on being a preacher and pastor. And he said, okay. He said, I like to try to learn all I can. He said, well, I just want to give you 3 points on what makes a good preacher. And so he set out to give him a point. He said, first point is, you need to have a dynamic opening. He said, you need to have a good opening statement, good points, and have everything just lined up really well. And he said, the second thing is, he said, you need to have a good closing. He said, you need to, those points that you made in the beginning, you need to try to wrap them up, and you need to be dynamic in your closing so that folks can hear what you started and then get what you ended and have that all drawn up. And he kind of paused, and the young preacher said, well, what's the third thing? He said, you need to have them two things as close together as you can get them. Short sermons. Well, amen, that might be what we got this morning, is just a little short sermon. But in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 1, Paul told Timothy, he said, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their heart, their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the word of God. We thank you for this day, this time. Ask you just to touch and help us now, Father, that we might be an able minister of the word. And Father, our hearts might receive that you have for us. that you bless everything that's said and done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Paul told Timothy here, he said, I'm charging you, Timothy. I'm giving you a charge. And what he was doing was, he's telling Timothy, I'm entrusting you with the task, the duty, and the responsibility to preach the word. Amen. He said, that's the charge. I'm entrusting it to you. Paul had been preaching the word and had others, and he had started the churches, but his time was coming to a close. I mean, there would be not much time, and Paul would be finishing his race. And so he's told Timothy, I'm charging you, Timothy, preach the word. God has so charged his servants that he's called to preach the word. And amen, he's called us all to be a testimony in this life. But he says, listen to these words. He said, I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, that is a sobering thought. The charge that Timothy's receiving and that God has given unto us as a minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom? Timothy, you preach the word. Because some of the things that you're going to have to preach, men's not going to want to hear. But he said, men's not going to be your ultimate judge. You may suffer at man's hands, but that's not who's judging you, whether or not you are faithful to the ministry. He said, it is God who is going to judge. He said, I'm charging you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. And here's what he charged him. He said, Timothy, I charge thee to preach the word. Preach the word. Preach the gospel. Why would he charge him to preach the word? Because he also knew that the word of God is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. The word. Preach the word, because it is the power of God unto salvation. He don't charge him here. There's no injunction here given to Timothy about the sacraments and those things. Amen. Although they're included in the pastoral duties, he said, first and foremost, here's what you charge to do. He said, preach the word. Preach the word. When you look through the book of Acts, it's a significant fact that the success of the apostles as recorded there in the books of Acts is attributed to the preaching of the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God. That was their success, the preaching of the Word of God. I mean, we've got so many things in this day, in this hour, that we can show folks and tell folks and programs, and I'm afraid many times what we cut out is the Word of God. Because we're afraid, well, if we tell them the Word of God, the truth, amen, maybe they'll draw back. Amen, it is the very Word of God that they must hear and must have and must receive and accept to bring salvation to hearts and lives. God, help us. He said, preach the Word. I'm going to just be honest with you. As a preacher of the Word, there's things as I read and I study and as I preach the Word that have already worked on me and cut me and dealt with me. Because see, God desires for us to know the truth. To hear the truth. I've said and used this as an illustration as, you know, if you had a child and you had a fenced in yard with a dog and somebody said, does your dog bite? And you said, oh no, he's friendly, he won't bother you. And you let your child go into the yard and the dog attacked him, you'd be upset. Why? Because they didn't tell you the truth. If they just told you the truth, if you come in the yard, he'll bite. You better let me do something with him before you come in. But listen, that's what this verse speaks to them having itching ears. What do they want to hear? They just want to hear what they want to hear. What they want to hear. But amen, he told Timothy, he said, here's what I want you to preach to him. He said, you preach the word. You preach the word. Paul knew that Timothy needed to have an earnest urgency in his work. Be ready in instant in season and out of season to create opportunities, to find opportunities, to work when the season is convenient and to work when it's inconvenient. But preach the word. You know, it's kind of easy to approach the willing, not so much the unwilling. And amen, and God give us discernment and help us to know when to speak and when to go. He does tell us at times that, amen, there is a time to leave them alone. He does tell us that you don't cast the pearls before the swine. Amen, that they're just going to trample them underfoot. You leave them off. There was a day and a time, even in Scripture, we look in the Old Testament, there were some that, amen, their day come and they had opportunity and they did not repent. And God said, that's it. But then he tells Timothy something. Oh, and this is one of the reasons I think he said, Timothy, God's the one that's going to judge you now, not man. It's going to be God. Because listen to what he told him here. He said, you're not only going to preach the word, but he said you need to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Now, he said you do this with all long-suffering and doctrine. But I found this out. Folks don't like to be reproved. They don't like to be rebuked. They don't like to be told that, amen, well, that's not what God has said. I've had folks that come and ask me, you know, to counsel them, and we sit down and we talk and we have one session, and they never come back for session number two because that's not what they wanted to hear. You see, Paul told Timothy, he said, you preach the word. You teach the word of God. It's what God says. It's what thus saith the Lord. And if we're all honest, every one of us, you know, there's just something about when we get reproved or rebuked or, you know, told it, you messed up right there. Every single one of us there, that just makes us kind of, you know, now, thank God if we'll walk on down the road just a little bit and God deal with our hearts, we'll probably see if it's what God wanted. Or if we're honest with ourselves. Listen, when God deals with me, amen, sometimes it don't take very long down the road. I have to turn back around and come and apologize. Because God does the reproving, the rebuking, and the convincing. But he told Timothy, you're going to have to do some of that. You're going to have to rebuke the unruly and those that's immoral in their life. But Timothy, don't worry. They're not your judge. God is. You preach the word. But he tells him in all of this, he said, you must exhort with all long suffering and teaching, exercising that patience. Exercise patience. Be long suffering in that you do. What's he telling Timothy here? I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor. And I'll be the first to admit, listen, I've seen some preachers and some pastors, and God help me, that we don't reprove and rebuke out of our frustrations.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. That we be long-suffering, that we do it, amen, as God would have it done. I have heard preachers say, well, I guess I got them told. That's not the intent of Scripture, of the Bible. God desires for us to do that which is right. And amen. And sometimes we have to stand up and throw a red flag up. But he said, even then, do it with all long suffering and gentleness. Amen. Because what God desires is that men everywhere repent, that they come to the knowledge of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. He desires that men, women, boys, and girls be saved. He desires that the church be a unity. And he knows that he's got old enemy that's in the midst of the church, and he works to deceive, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he says, the time's coming when they're not going to endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they're going to heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And he said, they shall turn away their hearts from the truth and shall be turned to fiction. There's a lot of fiction in religion today. There's a lot of fiction in the church today. Not sound Bible teaching and doctrine, because, amen, it's what men want to hear. It's what tickles their ear. He said to Timothy, he said, that day's going to come. And see, the thing of it is, it wasn't that day hadn't already happened. That time hadn't already come and happened for other men in the past. What did Noah do? He built an ark, but that wasn't all he did. The Bible said he was a preacher of righteousness. And he preached. For 120 years he preached. And who listened? Nobody. They didn't listen. But amen, on Judgment Day, it wasn't Noah's fault. He preached. He was a preacher of righteousness. Isaiah had asked the question, how long do I keep on preaching? He said, you preach till the city is desolate. Isaiah, he asked, he said, who hath believed our report? We wonder who has believed our report. But listen, Jesus, he taught the very word of God. He taught them and directed them and showed them. And guess what? They didn't listen. Yes, he had the disciples, and he had some that heard and some that believed and some that followed. But many turned and went back and never came again. We get discouraged as preachers when we feel like that nobody's listening. God help me to remember. They didn't listen to Jesus either. They turned and went back when Jesus spoke. Why is it, do I think that they're going to hear and listen to everything that I say, even though it's, we try by the grace of God to make it come straight from the Word of God? Amen. It's because we reach a time when men has itching ears, when they turn their hearts and their ears away from the truth of God, because they'd rather believe a lie and be condemned than to hear the truth of God's Word and live. Amen. If you will, just to bow with us this morning. Amen. In just a moment of silence. And if you have a prayer need this morning, if you desire prayer, while we wait just a minute this morning, I want to give you an opportunity to come. Amen. And to pray. Amen. While we wait just a minute this morning, if you have a need, I pray that you come. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank you today for the things that you have made possible for us, that you do for us. And we ask you to help us. Father, as the pastor here at Old Mount Zion Baptist Church, I ask you to put your hand upon me to touch and to work and to use me for your honor and your glory, and to help me, I pray. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for all that you've done, and we just pray that you'll help us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.